tomorrow. The real goal I have, Mr. Sim, is to get to the Mishnah that you'll be able to have over the break, over Yom Tov, to Chazer from the beginning of the Masechta to the new Mishnah. And I have thoughts of maybe giving a bit of a Bechina shortly after we return. So not too early to start Chazering. So if you do have to miss a little bit, make sure you listen over, and it will be from Mishnah to Mishnah. Okay. The Gemara quotes the Braisa of the four things that are mentioned by Eved Ivri. Rabbi Akiva adds the fifth thing. The fourth halacha is the halacha the Einim Karim the Eved Ivri. We have the Gemara's Shaka Vitaria. What is the case that the Mishnah is telling us Einim Karim the Eved Ivri? So there was Rav Hamnuna initially, and then Rav Hamnuna as he revises it, and then you have the Maskana of Rava. According to the initial presentation, Rav Hamnuna says that the case of the Braisa, that the Einim Karim the Eved Ivri, is specifically a case where he would not have been sold. The person the case is that the Edom made that a person stole, and he didn't have. He had money, says Rav Hamnuna, and therefore he wouldn't have been sold. And that's the case that the Braisa says that the Edom are not sold. However, says Rav Hamnuna, if he would not have had money and he would have been sold, then the din would in fact be that the Edom would be sold for Kasha Zama. Gemara has the kasha on this, l'chora, the same way, and that means to say that even if the Edom did not have money, right, but the fact is he wouldn't have been sold, or even if the Edom did have money, rather, the Edom did have money, but he would have been sold, so the Edom gets sold. In fact, the Gemara, but since they could tell him, you wouldn't have been sold if you had money, so therefore we shouldn't be sold either. So the Gemara revises it, says Rav Hamnuna, and again he says that the Braisa would be saying in one of two cases, they're not sold as Eved Ivri, either if he had money, so in which case he wouldn't have been sold, or if the Eden had money. But if neither had money, then there would be a din that had been in the current. Comes Rav and says, in all situations, the halach is based on Xeris HaKasa, Vignevas, Rav Bizmamo, that you don't sell the Eden as an Eved Ivri. So let's go back. L'chaira, this case is mentioned along with three other cases, which are all halachis within Edom Zomimin. That you don't carry out kasha zamam to give them the onesh of ben grush ben chalutza, to give them the onesh of galus, to make them pay kofar. And then the fourth halach is you don't have them be sold as an Eved Ivri. Bishlam according to Rava Lamaskana, that the halacha is, even though by all accounts there should be a halacha of kasha zamam that they should be sold, because he didn't have money, they don't have money, and nevertheless, Xeris HaKasam says that they don't get sold. I understand why this halacha lines up with the others. Let's go with Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna originally says that this halacha is specific to the case where he wouldn't have been sold. So they're testifying about a person who's chayiv money for Geneva, and he has money to pay. And that's where the halacha is that they don't get sold. Rashi says, Lo zammu l'machra. Why is this a halacha that's unique to Edom Zomimin, that it's similar to the other halachas in a certain way? We don't carry out kasha zamam. It seems very straightforward. Lo zamu l'machru. So we had the Ritva, who has a kasha that sounds like similar to our kasha. After all, he says, what's the chidush? He has money, so obviously they didn't want him to be sold. The Ritva has two answers. Either they thought that he didn't have money, or because originally Taka didn't have money, then he had money. So we didn't understand, according to the first tetz of the Ritva. Okay, so they thought that he didn't have money. Does that mean, does it have mean that they should be sold? The fact is, their edus should not have led to a mechira. So why is that called that maybe they should be sold? Because they thought he would be sold. Someone, the edim testified that somebody is, they think he's chayiv misa based on what they say he did, and really he's not. Would anyone think that they should get chayiv misa because of kasha zamam? There's nothing in what they said that should lead to kasha zamam of misa. Just because in their head he would be chayiv misa, obviously no one would imagine there'd be a din of kasha zamam to mechayiv the eidim misa. So then we say, l'chora, the Ritva was asking a different kasha. We have to address our kasha first. Once we do that, then we'll come back and explain what the Ritva is saying. So L'chora, the Pshat of Rav Hamnuna, when he presents originally that the Braisa's case is that the Edom are not sold because he would not have been sold. And that's the chiddush that seems to be a chiddush within Adam Zelmanman. Why would you call this a chiddush at all? The terraces. Now, it's obvious, what did they testify here? They testified that he stole. There was never anything beyond that about paskening he should be chayiv to be a ganav, to be sold as an abed. They testified that he stole. He has money. And yet, there's a chiddush here. They don't get sold as an eved ivri. Obviously, they didn't have money. Why is there even a chiddush? The teretz is because they're testifying on him that he is a ganef and he owes for the geneva. But the Torah, within the parsha of geneva, the Torah has a halacha that exists within that context called im ein lovanim ka begnevasa. That halacha is within the parsha of Gneva. Im ein lov nikam begnevasa. Now you have to impose kasha zamam on the Eden. You would have perhaps thought that the din of kasha zamam would also relate to that derivative, that aspect that exists within the world of Hilchas Gneva, of im ein lov nimka. So therefore, in a chinami, he would not be sold. But the halacha, the bigmar din that was on him, that he's chayiv as a ganav. There's a halacha of a person who's chayiv as a ganav in ein lo v'nimka. So corresponding to that, maybe the kasha zamam should put the edim subject to that consequence of being sold as an eved ivri, the same way within what they wanted to do to him was contained that halacha of a nimka. So notwithstanding the fact that he would not have been sold l'maisa right now, but in what their zamam is also the ein lo v'nimka. So therefore there should be a halacha to sell the edim if they don't have the money. That would be what the Mishnah, the Braisa would be saying, that we don't, the Kamash Malan would be, that we don't carry over the kasha zamam to that degree, to that extent. We only look at the zamam, what would have really happened practically right now from their edus, not what could potentially have occurred. On that potential that could have occurred, that there'd be a halacha, that in Ein Lov Nimkar, you don't have the kasha zamam being carried out. So that is, in a certain way, a chidush within the world of kasha zamam. It's not to the same degree as that they don't pay kofar, they don't go to galus, they don't become ben grusha, but it's not totally unrelated. We ask, what's the havamina here? There was no zamam for the mechira as an eved ivri. No, but there is a halacha within the din of geneva that im ein lo v'nimkan. So that potential that exists for him to be sold, so maybe that should also become the din of kasha zamam, that if they don't have money, they should be sold, just like there's a din of potential he could be sold. That's enough to say kasha zamam on them. Kamash maran, we don't say that. So it's a din within kasha zamam as well. The Ritva was asking a different kasha. The Ritva's kasha was, but at the end of the day, if they recognized on their own that he had assets, so the same way we find in the Sugya Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, Tosis and Amid Aleph quoted it for us, that the Edom and Nara Marasa could always defend themselves and not have to get killed for the Edus that would have killed her. She didn't need Hasra, the Gemara says. She's a Chavera. But they could say, we wanted in our Edus only Osra al-Baila. That was our Zamam, only for that. And therefore they won't, that's why it's Edus Yatiyach al-Azima, because you can't carry out the Chi of Misa on them, because they could always say, our intention wasn't to carry out Chi of Misa on her. So in the same way that that's true over there, it should be no less over here. The Edom can always say the Zamam was only on what would be obvious here, that he'd have to pay money for the Gneva, but not for the selling. So even though potentially there is the idea that he could be sold, but Lemaisa, the Edom Zamam, they could always say the Edom, our Zamam was only on what would practically result here. So what do you need a Chidush to say they're not sold? For that, the Ritva gives two Tirutzim. That no, they thought that he would be sold. They thought he had no assets. So there's no longer a taina that we didn't expect him to be sold. As far as you're concerned, he would be sold. Or he had assets and then he didn't have them. But the ikur chidush of the Braisa would be a chidush within hazama, that you don't have to carry out on the Edim that potential chiyuv of being sold. Now, to support this is the diuk in the Rashi. Rashi, when the Gemara initially quotes the Braisa and brings this case, Rashi says that what is the case? That there was a Gemar Din on the person to be sold as an Eved Ivri. That's how Rashi initially explains the case. So what does that mean? L'chora, in this case of Rav Hamnuna, obviously that's not what happened. Obviously there wasn't a Gemar Din that should be sold. He has money. Rashi's lashon enim karen im he'idu sheganav. That's the edus. The ganav ve'ein lo malishalem v'nigmar dino limochem. Now, obviously, the point is obvious. Rav Hamnuna's initial pshat is not squaring with Rashi. I mean, after all, Rashi says ein lo malishalem, and what does Rav Hamnuna say? The initial Rav Hamnuna is what's the case of the brisa going on? That he has malishalem. That's the case of Einim Kur. So obviously, it's self-evident that when Rashi's explaining the case, that Rashi says, Ein lo malishalem, v'nigmar dino, Rashi is not going according to the first Rav Hamnuna. Rashi is going either according to the second version of Rav Hamnuna, that the case is that it was Ein lo malishalem. But as Rav Hamnuna says, but maybe the Edom had malishalem. Or, maybe even more mistaver, Rashi is going a maskana after everything, which is Rava, that says it doesn't matter if both of them, neither of them have assets, but the special xeris akasim. So that's obviously what Rashi is going on. But notice something interesting. Rashi says, v'nigmar dino imacher. What do you need a new gmar din imacher? Where does that come from? The answer is hagufa. That itself derives from this that we know after Rav Hamnuna said his pshat initially, and the Braisa says it's not, and the Braisa would say it's not true. So what do we now know about the nature of the halacha of being sold as an eved ivri? Initially, were we to learn pshat like Rav Hamnuna said, so what would be the havamina of any kind that the edim would be sold kamash more than not sold? What would have been the basis for havamina? That within their edus, and he is to be sold, there's already a potential, their edus, that he's a ganav, there's a potential that he'd be sold. But would that mean that there's a new halacha of a gemar din that he should be sold? Obviously not. Their's mama was, he has assets right now, right? They're testifying that he's a ganav. But since the halacha is an engel of an imkar, maybe the edim should be sold. But where would that come from? There was no gemar din against him to be sold. The answer is, you don't need a gemar din that he should be sold. To the extent that he's a ganeth and he owes money, so that halacha is already, has within it the potential of the nimka. And that's why perhaps the edim would have that halacha as well on their end, kamash malon that they don't. So what's the pshat? Kamashwan that they don't. Why would that be? Because we don't carry over the halacha of v'nimkar over to the edim, because we're not holding by v'nimkar right now. Because v'nimkar is only relevant when we establish the reality of ein lo, and then we have to go from there and paskin again. Oh, now ein lo, now he has to be sold. And therefore we're not there yet, because he has assets. And therefore, once Rav Hamnuna said what he said, and the Bryce is telling us that it's not true, that they don't get sold, we already understand what Rashi taught us when Rashi is now going l'maskana, and Rashi says that there was a gemar din against him to be sold, and yet they won't be sold. So that just shows that before we got to that Rashi, before we got to that Ukimta, what were we thinking? That it's possible to perhaps sell the Edim for the fact that there was zaman for him to pay for a gneva, even though obviously there's not going to be a gemar din that he sold, but the answer is the potential of selling him, which exists in a halacha of gneva, without having to talk about a psak din to sell him, but just memela, the din would be that within Geneva, if he can't pay for it, he'd get sold. But since halach is not that way, even Rav Hamnuna would agree, even initially, that the Brais is saying you don't carry out a kashe zamam in the form of selling the Eden. So that shows me that we don't go that far. We don't look at this as part of the Hilchas Geneva. It has to now get rise to the level of a new Gemara Din that they would be paskined against, that they would be sold. Now we have what to talk about in another way. And now Rashi says, there's a new Chiddush, even though there was a Psak Din. So now we get to the second Rav Hamnuna. So now let's work through the Gemara. Let's go back to the Sugya now. So Rav Hamnuna would agree to that Kasha. What's the kasha that the Gemara asks? You can't, the fact is, what are you telling me? That they would be sold in a case where he didn't have money. Even though they had money. Wait a second. Benjamin, was it? Who had a question? Ben, yeah, please.
Why isn't it Benjamin?
Well, what?
Why isn't that Benjamin?
Grama?
Meaning, ultimately, he's going to be Machayev and Kefa. Just because he doesn't have money means that he has to ultimately go on the stage.
No, we're holding now, wait, the beginning of Rav Hamnuna, second Rav Hamnuna?
The beginning.
The beginning is that the case of the Braisa is that he had money. And yet, you'd have a Havmin if the Edom didn't have money, that they should be sold. So we try to explain where did that come from. Why would you think the Edom are sold if he had money, and they didn't have money? But the fact is, he wouldn't have been sold. But the answer is that within the Zamam against him that he owes for Geneva, there's already built into that halacha, even without a new Gemara Din, a new halacha that in Emeh Lovin Imkar. So that also becomes part of the Kasha Zamam picture, that to the extent that the Eidim don't have assets, they could be sold as well. So what does the Raisa say? We don't do that. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because we don't look at the potential of Emeh Lovin Imkar at this point. There had to be a reality of Ein Lo, and then there'd be a Gemar Din that he's to be sold, and then we could talk about the Eden being sold. So that's good for what would be the Chiddush. But the Gemara says, but what are you saying, essentially? That suppose he in fact did not have assets, and the Eden did, then we would sell the Eden. Meaning what? The meaning he didn't have assets, and there'd be a Psak Din. That's what it would mean. Now, so from there, it says, okay, so if in fact, or whatever, if he didn't have, or he would be sold, without a psak din, whatever. Stam with a psak din. He didn't have assets, it'd be a psak din, because now we're assuming that there'd have to be a psak din. So then the Eden would be sold. But that's what we're holding now in the Gemara. The stam of that means, at this point, I would already imagine, once we have the chidush, that the Edom are not sold if they don't have assets, and he had assets. And the reason why we're saying that they're not going to be sold is because that potential is only Shaykh v'kashe zamam if you can get to the point that there'd be an imminent sale, because there'd be kapaskin on him that he has to be sold. So now we would say, let's say that would be the case. Let's say he would be sold. He didn't have money. They pass him that he's to be sold. But the Edim had money. So now Rav Hamnuna says, that din. So there I would argue that Rav Hamnuna is saying, there I would say that the Edim would be sold as an Eved Ivri.
Is the need to be sold not separate from the establishing the fact that there was a Geneva and he didn't spend any money?
Is what?
Is the establishing him as a Gano the same thing as, like, you determine how much money he owes, are you within the case, and how much he's able to pay, and his margin already establishes him whether he's going to go into...
Yeah, but but what you see here is that you need a new Gemara Din. That's what you see in the Rashi. You need a new Gemara Din. So I say, okay, so you had a new Gemara Din against him, but the Edim had money. So here's Rav Hamnuna's point, that he would say, so then I would say, sell the Edim. Ask the Gemara. Now we have to understand this kasha. Says the Gemara, but wait, they should say, we should say, In other words, the halacha itself, the psak din itself, if you will, of the nimka, that psak din has in it a caveat. That's only to the extent that you don't have assets. That halacha of the nimkar is held hostage to the fact that you have no assets. So therefore, that also should carry over to us. You can't make us be sodas nevet ivri if we have assets. Because we're no better than you. In other words, maybe you can add Rabbi Chanan's point over here. It's the psak din itself with its own, you know, context. If you imagine we were in your shoes, if you want to add that in, you could. What?
Rabbi Chaim from early, he assumes that you never pick up like things that, because they never would have been zaman to not sell him when he has money. They wouldn't want to do bad to him.
Okay. But the halacha of selling him is limited in context to the fact that he had no money. So that's the time of the Gemara. So therefore, that fact that we have assets should prevent us from being sold. So that kasha, Rav Amunah accepted. So he revises the pshat and the brayse. He still wants to allow for a situation where the edom could be sold, but he modifies it. Now it gets interesting. He says, okay, so where is the halacha going to be that you don't sell the edom? In one of two cases. Elasar Rav Amnuna, Hani Mili Hecha de Islei Ode Oditu. If either he has assets or they have assets, then the din is clear that you don't sell the edom. But if neither has assets, then you could sell the edom. So what does this mean? It's interesting. It comes out that within this braisa, there's like two distinct halachas. They're not on the same, not exactly saying the same as sold. Each thing is its own chidush, in its own way. Einim karm be'avid irvi means two different things, in two different scenarios. Either, number one, if he had assets, kamash malan, that even if they didn't have assets, but since the reality is right now we're not holding by selling him, and there's not going to be a gemar din on him to be sold because he has assets, so you're not going to be able to carry over any v'nimkar for them in the case where they were not holding by selling him. That's one chidush. But then there's another chidush of a nimkarin, even if you're holding by selling him, he had no assets, and the stomach there was a gemar din against him to sell. But to the extent that the edom have assets, so that prevents them from being sold. They're not contradicting one another, I don't think, but it's not the same chidush. It's odd. It's not the same chidush. It's two separate chidushim. One is that we're not holding by selling him as an eved ivri. You're not going to bring the potential halacha that could have been, that he could have been sold if he didn't have, and carry that out by the edom who don't have money. No. We're not holding by selling him, so the edom are not sold. And the second chiddush, even if we're holding by selling him, and we can paskin against him that he's to be sold, but the edom who have money, that's also a way for them to prevent the mechira the same way he could have prevented the mechira. That would be what the braisa would be saying, according to Rav Hamnuna's revised pshat. But what would, in fact, be a case that the edom would be sold? Says Rav Hamnuna, suppose neither had assets. So now already, we're holding by selling him, meaning again, he had no assets, basically with Paskin, that he's to be sold as an eved ivri, v'nim ka b'gnevasa. The edom don't have assets either. So now, there was a direct zmama to sell him as an eved ivri. And there's no way that they can say, well, but you know, we have assets, so we should be no better than what you could. You don't have assets. So then, in a chanani, then the din would be to sell them as eved ivri. But nevertheless, the fact that you wouldn't sell the edom as an eved ivri, either if he had assets or they have assets, it's a halacha of kashas umma. It's not like, what is it? How does it fit with the words with the other three cases of the braisa? No, these are chidushim and kashas umma. Einim karm be'avid ivri, meaning to say, if he's not holding to be sold, but there is a halacha hovering out there of an imkar, so maybe kashas umma should call for carrying out the edom's being sold, if they don't have assets, keneged that which there was within his world, a din of an imkar out there. So maybe that should also have a kashazamim application for the Edom. No. So we don't carry out kashazamim under the angle of an imkar scenario, on that potential that we're not holding by carrying out by him. And at this, and the other half of the chiddush as well. In other words, if we're holding by carrying out kashas, selling him as an eved, but they have assets, so the fact that they can say we're putting ourselves in your shoes, so that allows us not to be sold. Again, it's a chiddush and kashas zamam, because there was a zamam for him to be sold, but they could still wiggle out of it by saying we're no better than you. So the kashas, even being sold as an eved ivri, has limitations to the extent that there are assets, there is no din to be selling him. So they can also say we're not sold. So that's why it's halacha of einim karen. However, says Rav Nuna, but there are cases that they'd be sold. If ein lo and ein lahem, then in a chinami, we should sell the edim as an eved ivri. Comes Rav and says, nothing doing. Even in the case like that, unique halacha, and this is mamish parallel in every respect to the other dinim. In other words, even though by all appearances it should be a din of selling that the edim as an eved ivri, because he would be sold as an eved ivri, and they don't have any escape from that. They have no assets either. But the Gzeiros HaKasuv teaches us, b'gnevas lo bizmamo, that you cannot sell the edim, only the person himself. It's a unique halacha that you don't carry out kashazamim on the onesh of v'nimka b'gnevas. That's the picture of the sugya in terms of just working through the lines of the Gemara. Yeah?
Why do we care about the onesh on the zomim that will affect the nidon, as in why, like, because if the zomim don't have money, okay, so too, why do we care about
it? Which case are you asking on?
For the second part of Rambam.
Okay, so in other words, the edim have.
Let's say either one has money, so
yeah,
they don't get
good,
sold. Either
good,
one, right?
Good. So two different chidushim, I think, here.
Like, why do we care about the Adam Zoman? Like, if the guy's money, in a case without Adam Zoman, right? And the guy does steal, the guy's money, he's not sold. And if he doesn't have money, he's sold. Like, why do we care about whether or not the Adam Zoman has money, and that will also affect?
Okay, so again, that's because the fact that the din to paskin against him, the nimkar, is limited in scope to the fact that he has no money. So that's where the kind of the edim comes in and says, so to save the nimkar on us should also be limited by the same constraints. It's only, again, we're putting ourselves in your shoes. It cannot carry out of the nimkar if there's assets for the gneva. The same way, talk about Vachanan's Yisod, if you wish. The psag din that was issued against him, the context of that psag din is what gets carried out in the Edom. You want to say it in more extreme formulation, it's as if they would be have done the Geneva. I don't know if you have to say it quite that way. But again, all that is what Kasha Zaman creates, that reality, that what would be by them if they were in his shoes. So even though he himself did not have assets, but the halacha of a nimkar that was passed on him is by definition because of ein lo. So the edim who's yeshuahem, they can't be sold. That would be, again, that would be the second chiddush in nimkar. You clear? So that's the rabbi comes in and says, doesn't matter. Nobody has assets, but there's still a special unique halacha of the gnevaso v'lobizmam. So now we get to a very fundamental question in the Rishonim. The Mishnah has two things that are listed as en omim ye'asa zeh ben grusha, en omim goza tachtav, elo karbon. The Brai says four statements, before we get to Rabbi Akiva's fifth halacha, but four statements of ein omrim, that they should get the onesh, either ben grusha, or galus, or kofer, or nimkar be'eved ivri. So why doesn't the Mishnah list the case, the extra two cases that you have in the Braisa? So kofer we discussed already. We had possible answers why the Mishnah doesn't say kofer. It could be, depends on kofer kapara, kofer mamona. The Mishnah doesn't want to get involved. The Mishnah holds kofer mamona, or doesn't want to get involved. Or, as we saw in the Ramban and the Ritva, who both asked the Kasha, and they answer that the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say it is because there wouldn't be a din of Malkus. The Brais is talking about that which you don't care a kasha zaman. So that's correct. You don't give them the chiyuv kofer, kufer kapara. But would there be a din of malchus? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Ramban and Ritva, for different reasons, as we saw, point out that the way they learned the Gemara, kufra kapara, again, each one with their own mahalach, would not even bring with it a chi of malchus. Malchus has to come along the lines of etzdiku, and you don't have that basic generating factor for kasha zaman here to the extent that you can have a parallel chi of the etzdiku of malchus. What about when it comes to evidiv? Would there be a din of malchus? And if so, then we have to figure out why it's not in the Mishnah. The Shitas Hatur, Nefurish, you probably saw it in Lamed Ches and Choshen Mishpat, says explicitly that in the case of Eved Ivri, they would get malchus. He brings the case of Ben Grusha, then he brings the case of Galus. Then he brings the case of Kofar, Shar Muad. O Sheidu Bechet Shagan of Engel Gesharem, Ubo Rechai Valios Nimka Begnevaso, Vilhusmu Bechet Mikol Elu Lokin. The Torah says Mefurish that there be a din of Malchus in this case of Eilu Karm Be'Eved Ivri. And this is the Chor what you get from the Ritva as well, because the Ritva struggles with the Kasha here. Remember, at Kofar, he gave a straightforward answer. And he quoted the Ramban on that, but he accepts why it shouldn't be Malchus. And Deloka Harambam, he said, who paskins by Kofar that they would get Malchus. That was a discussion earlier in the Ritva. Now comes the Ritva over here by Anar Gemara, and he raises the issue again. The Yom Tomer asked the Ritva, V'tana demas nisin amaylo katani ha. Why doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah mention this example of Eidim Sheidu Lechad Sheganav? Right? So he should be Nimka Be'Eved Ivri. Rashi says it was a Psak Din against him. And now you don't give them the Kasha Zamam to sell them as Eved Ivri, but you give them Malchus. All that should be in the Mishnah. Says the Ritva. Bishlomo Rav Hamnuna. Second Rav Hamnuna. It's not a Kasha. Kevan Dim Nimkarin. There are cases that the Nimkarin, if in fact Ein Lo, the Ein Lahem, then it's Nimkarin. It's only if the only in of Karin would be if either he had assets or they had assets. But if neither had assets, it would be Nimkarin. So Lopsikale, doesn't the Mishnah want to say a case which is totally in situations? The Mishnah gives you only halachas that are across the board. Ein omim yigalas etachtav, ein omim yasa ben grusha. Here, some cases yes, some cases not. So the Mishnah doesn't get involved. That's good according to Rav Hamnuna. Elu l'rabba de v'farish de ein of Karin la'ola. Amai lo katanila. So the Ritva gives all kinds of answers, but he doesn't say what we would want him to say, namely, there's no Malchus. The Ritva gives a teretz. Yeshua misni drasha ravcha. It only mentions things that have very obvious drushes. You can hear it very clearly. Lo velo lezaro, hu yanus, kufra kapara. In fact, not exactly a drasha, but it's a lamda shavart. Good. But Kofar is anywhere not going to be. Kofar took care of it. He was asking the kasha by Kofar, so it could have been that there was what to ask. Okay, but anyway, that's anyway not a kasha because of what he said before. But the two cases are both cases of drushes. Avahai drasha lo revicho kulihai. This is not such a clear cut drasha because you have other things to learn after Megneva. So one teretz, inami. Another teretz, the Lubayla Ruye Bereish Mechilton El B'Mai the Lubayla Ruye B'Mechilton. The Mishnah at the beginning of Makis is sort of setting the tone for things that are shaykh to Masech the Makos, Masech the Sanhedrin. We know that Golus is going to be discussed in the second parak. The Mishnah is going to give us halachas of Golus. We had Parak HaNechnakin in Sanhedrin, which is connected to Makis, and that connects to we have Ben Grusha. It's going connect. It that leads us off of that. No, so therefore it mentions those examples. But stop to talk about Eved Ivri has no shaychus. It's in the second. It's in the first pack of kedushin and Daf Yudalid. The sugi of Eved Ivri doesn't belong in Makis, so it doesn't mention that halacha. But what's obviously the understanding of the Ritva, the halacha? Will there be Makis in this case? Yeah. Obviously, because as he went to Vatikash. It's interesting. The Ramban apparently disagreed. Because Rabban Beis Amid Aleph also wrestled with the question of why it doesn't mention in the Mishnah Kofer. And he goes back and forth. He brings suggestions because it's maybe Kofer Mamona. And then he says, as he sowed, that it's only not going to be there because it doesn't get Malkus. What he doesn't even raise as a question, the Ramban, is evidently. So why didn't the Ramban discuss and discuss answers? The Ritva has to give you a couple of suggestions to answer the Kasha. And the Ramban doesn't even ask the Kasha. Kinira, the Ramban, took for granted that by case of Eved Ivri, they testify he should be sold as he stole and doesn't have money to pay. It's obvious that they won't get Malkus. That's a chora, the diuk in the Ramban that doesn't ask the question would make us assume that the Ramban assumes that there's no Malkus. So chora, there's a big Kasha on the Torah and the Ritva. And the Ramban seems to be very understandable. And that's what's raised by the Minchas Chinuch. Seemingly, there can't be Malkus. How could there be Malkus? So the Minchas Chinuch points out the following. And in Eved Ivri, B'chayra, every time you have a situation of Edom or testifying, the person is chayiv for a Gneva. Okay, so he doesn't have what to pay. But essentially, what are they trying to mechayev him? Money for the gneva. Okay, the din is an engel v'nimkar. But clearly, the chiyuv, the zamam, was against the person to mechayev him chiyuv mamon. Typically, a person owes money for whatever reason, so he doesn't have money right now. Okay, so what do you do? He owes the money. He has to pay tomorrow, he has to pay next week, next month, but he owes money. By Eved Ivri, by the parish of Gneva, there's a din that he sold as an Eved Ivri. But that doesn't preclude the fact that there was a Chiyuv Mamon that he's Mechuyiv, and the way that ends up getting paid is through selling him as an Eved Ivri. But there's a Chiyuv Mamon. So if there was an agenda here to make him Chiyuv Mamon for Gneva, which, correct, led to a Psag din against him to be sold as an Eved Ivri. But that should not absolve the Eidim from a Chiyuv Tashume Mamon for the Gneva. Because part and parcel of what was going on in their edus, as a result of the edus, is to mechayev the person the mammon for the gneva, and in the wake of the fact that he did have money, so now there'll be a further psak, as Rashi would have it, that he's chayev to be sold as eved ivri. But where are we losing the chiyuv tashlumin of kasha zamam on the money? He's the mechayev, and what's the halacha be'edim zomin, as we know from Dav Dalit? That if there's a chi of mamon together with a chi of malchus that potentially should exist, what's the din? Normally, lokev ein mishalim, but me'edim zomin, the din is the opposite. Mishalim ein lokev. This is what the Minchas Chinuch takes for granted here in Os Gimel, Mitzvah Membeis. So he asks his kasha both on kofer and on Eved Ivri. Remember, the Rambam, for example, gives you in both cases, together with the first two cases of the Mishnah, the din that they'll get Malkus. So the Kasha by Kofer, we already spoke out from the Ksos, that should be a Chi of Mamon, because they wanted him to lose the Dmei Ashor. The Shor becomes Aser Bahanah. So there we had ways to wiggle out of the Kasha. The Ksos says it Ukimta, that there's not going to be a Chi of on the Mamon on the Shor. But here, the Kasha is even stronger. Ukhar, there's a Chi of Mamon, they should have to pay for the money that they wanted him to lose for the Gneva. And says the Menachas, don't think that because either he doesn't have money or they don't have money, that should make it that they're not chayev tashlumei kasha zamim. How could you say that? Anytime a person incurs a chiyuv mamon, whether they have the money or not to pay, they owe the money. So the fact that they owe the money should take away the chiyuv malkus. They don't have money, let's assume he doesn't have, they don't have money. That's a reason to give them Malkus, because they don't have the money to pay. They're mechuyev to pay kasha zamam money for Gneva. If they're mechuyev to pay, that takes away the chiyuv Malkus. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, Pashut. V'chim edim yo'idu be'echad shechayim mamon ve'en lomar l'shalem and huzmu yiftu mitashlumin, because he wouldn't be paying practically as of right now. Is that correct? Why lo ratzu l'chayvo ki ein lo? Vaday tos, ki mekom makom rami alei chiyuv lekishis asher. So you can tell me they'll get malchus because right now they can't pay. And the next day they'll have to pay. So it's like all cases of kasha zaman that they pay money, they don't get malchus. So therefore, it comes to the Minchas Chinuch and asks, and these two examples of kofar because of the fact that they should owe for the shore, that the mechayiv him the loss of the money of the shore, or in our case, of being made on the gneiva that he stole. Din hazama de tashum and mashkachas la. So therefore, I have a simple explanation. The Mishnah doesn't list it because the Mishnah only lists cases that there's malchus, by grusha and galus. But these two cases, there's no malchus because there's a chiyuv mamon. So what do we do with the Rishonim? The Ritva is mashma this way, the Torah says mefurish, the Rambam says that there'll be a chiyuv malchus. How can it be? Chora, there's a chiyuv mamon. That's a major kasha, right? Yeah.
I think we mentioned it last week that if the Adam come into court and he tried to make someone hide for kapara, try to cover, but the Nido knows that he didn't, his occupant killed, so therefore he was never.
The Ritva, right.
So can't we say the same thing about here that he also feel like he knows that he's never going to be sold, so he's never in his mind ever going to be in that Ivri, so too, the Adam Zomim can never also become an Evid Ivri because the whole. Because
it would
never be able to, because
there
was never the idea of him coming out.
Well, let's go slow. The Ritva was specifically saying halacha with regard to kofar, because as we explained, the Ritva understood that the din of kofar is not a din that Beis Din is imposing. That's the way we explained the Ritva. He said, "Ei memashkinin," even if it's memashkinin, it's just for Beis Din to force him to do what is his halacha. So the Ritva was saying a yisod that kasha zaman only applies if it's a psak of Beis Din against the person to be chayiv based on Beis Din's psak. That's a unique halacha sparred by kofar. I mean, every case of kasha zaman, it's not really true. But the fact is, Beis Din still enforces a psak and issues a psak. So Beis Din's psak, l'chora, has in it the halacha, he's chayiv mamon for the geneva. And that would require the Edom to pay. So there are a lot of ways to approach this kasha. But let me suggest one interesting mahalach to answer the kasha. It's a way of thinking about the halacha of the imengel v'nimkar, which is maybe not the way we normally think about it, but maybe that's the yisod that you'll have to say to explain the Torah, the Ritva here, the Rambam. How do we normally imagine the halacha of a ganif who steals and can't pay, that we sell him as an eved ivri, and we pay for the geneva that way? How do we understand that? So let's backtrack. We saw in the Rashi, from Rashi clear, and we went into the Gemara also, that it's not enough to paskin he's chayiv for the geneva, and he can't pay, memelo will sell it. What's required as well is a separate psak din, a gemara din, against a person to be sold as an eved ivri. That's what we see in Rashi. Now let's ask ourselves why that should be. L'masha, let's say a person doesn't have money to pay for whatever chov he owes. So we have to go to his nechassim, and we have to use the assets he has, the real estate, to pay that debt. So we give those nechassim to the person that he owes the money to, or we sell them and we use the money, the proceeds of the sale, to pay the person. Obviously, we're not going to need a new psak din in order to justify going to his assets. It's naturally going to happen. Once we know he owes money, if he doesn't have liquid assets, so we go to his real estate and we'll use the real estate to pay his debts. Without a new psak din that we have right to do, Yardin, Yardin, and Achasav, that's always what happens. I can't imagine you need a new formal psak din to paskin against the Achasav that he has to yield his Achasav. This is a way to get the money to pay what he owes. Why is it when it comes to Eved Ivri, to a Ganef, who's to be sold as an Eved Ivri, that in Engo, the Nimkar would require a new Psag Din, as Rashi is telling us, that a Gemara Din would be that he's to be sold as Eved Ivri? Why should that be? L'chora, the way we would normally think about how it works is, he owes money, the Torah's Mechadesh, that there's a way to get that money to the Nignaf, to the victim. How do we do it? No. he gets orders from Eved Ivri. There's a sale. There's proceeds to the sale, and Melo, the money gets used to pay the person who was stolen, from him. So why does he have to paskin again against him to be sold as Eved Ivri? Now, we would normally think that the way it works here is the same way Lamashal by Nechassim. Who's paying the debt? He's paying the debt with the money. How did he get the money? We got the money for him. We sold the assets. Okay, so instead of having to give him the money and then having him to pay the person who we owed, so we'll do for him, right? We have to go through an extra set of hands. So we'll sell the assets, and we'll take the money, and we'll give it to the person that he owes the money to, instead of giving it to him, for him to give to the person. But basically, what's really happening is, he's paying his debt through money that we were able to find and make available to him by taking away his real estate. That's the pshat, typically, when we go to the nechassim to sell them in order for him to pay the debt. And there it's clear, you don't need a new pshat din, a gemar din, to do that. It's a way of forcing his hand to get him money that he doesn't have, and now he has it, and now he pays. Maybe by Nimka Bignevaso, it's not the pshat that way. It's not pshat that it's ki'ilu, he's selling himself. It's as if he's getting money from the proceeds of being an Eved Ivri, of being sold as Eved Ivri, and now he's basically paying his chov. That's not what a pshat at all. It's a new stringency the Torah imposes when it comes to ganav. In Engo, the Torah says, now there's an onesh against him, v'nimkar. There's a right to sell him, the nignav, if you will, the nignav, the victim has a right to have him sold as an Eved Ivri, and with that, the nignav, the victim, will be paid back, because there'll be assets, there'll be proceeds of the sale, and he'll have the money. But it's not the pshat that the ganav is paying his chov through this mechanism of being sold as an Eved Ivri. It's that the chov will memela get paid up because we're manish him, because we punish him as an Eved Ivri. I both say, hear the difference. It's for that reason that a new Gemar Din is required over here, as opposed to stam when you sell his nechassim to get money for him to pay his, what he owes. There, the pshat is, he's paying his chov and we're allowing him to get to access money that he doesn't seem to have, but now he has it. So that's part of the same process of him paying what he owes. Here, basically, the Torah says, a ganav owes money. In Enlo, says the Torah, aha, now there's an onesh, v'nimkar. The nignav has a right to have him sold as an Eved Ivri in order that now he'll get paid back. But not that the ganav is paying his chov. The ganav is not paying it. The ganav is paying with himself. The ganav is not paying in money of the gneva. The ganav is paying by having himself sold as Eved Ivri. Thereby, the nignav gets recompensated. But therefore, the psak din has to now be rendered on the gavra that he's to be sold as Eved Ivri. If that's the way to understand the mechanism of an imkar, then I understand well what the Torah, what the Ritva holds, what the Rambam will hold, and Milchas Chinuch's kasha is no longer a kasha. They're asking, why doesn't, in a case where they testified against him as a ganav, and he doesn't have money, and now we have to paskin, he sold his Eved Ivri, why don't we say that they shouldn't get malchus because they owe money for the geneva? And the Teretz is because in a case where it leads to a psak din against him to be sold, it's no longer about a chiv mamon. Once it's an einlo, then it turns into a chiv of an onesh of Eved Ivri, to be sold as Eved Ivri. Then the zamam becomes a zamam on that. So there's no longer a chiv mamon for Eden Zalman because the zamam is for him to be sold as Eved Ivri. Thereby, the nignav will get compensated. But the Torah has imposed a new template, a new halacha, v'nimka. Memeo, that's all that you have here. Oh, you can't carry it out? Get malchus. This is what the Ritva holds and the Torah and Rambam. What would the Ramban hold, Lamashal? The Ramban apparently didn't assume that there'd be malchus. The Ramban will hold it since within this situation was also the aspect of the Chiv Mamon. After all, had to start with that. They had to first establish that in Enlo. So there was a Chiv Mamon that also was part of the agenda as well. Again, it ended up with the Sagdin against him to be sold as Eved Ivri. But the Rabban says you can't ignore that. still should be the chiyuv mamon for the kasha zamam on the level of the chiyuv mamon of the gnev. And the other rishon would say, no, since it evolved and morphed into a halacha of me'en levin imkar, that's the only thing that I reckon with right now is that zamam of the gemar din of the being sold as eved ivri. That could be a thought. Just want to carry it over to the Rambam for a minute. The Rambam has a very interesting case for this halach. What are we talking about until now? What do we think the case was? What were the Adam saying that he stole and he ain't low? And the Mela, there was a Gemara Din Rashi, says that he sold as eved ivri, ain't omen that they sold as eved ivri, ain't him kar eved ivri. What does the Rambam offer as the case of our Braisa? The Rambam gives us the four examples that there won't be Kasha Zam, but there'll be Malkus. And the fourth case is He'idu, a love, Shen Nimkar Be'evet Ivri Ve'huzmu. Loki. So what's the case the Rambam is giving us? That they testified about a person that he was sold as Evet Ivri. Smichas Chinuch in the second paragraph deals with this Rambam. Why is the Rambam changing the case? L'chor, the case of Abraisa should be simple, right? That they testified that a person stole an Engel Malashalim for the Gneva. And Mela, he has to be sold. And now we say that Enim Karim for Kasha Zab. The Rambam switches the case, talks about Heidu Shenimkar the Eved Ivri. The testimony was that we testified that he had been sold for some other Gneva. Bezdin maybe sold himself. Sounds like Nimka sounds Bezdin maybe, but Shenimka. And now they're found to be sold. We don't say that we carry out against them what they claim happened to him. So the Minchas Chinuch says maybe the Rambam wants to give another Chiddush. Even this case, you might think this case is different. Maybe this case they would get the Psak. Maybe this wouldn't go under the Gzeres HaKasuv. Maybe we can say another chiddush in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam wants to chiddush, I'm saying now, but maybe the pshat is as follows. And I think the Muki Yosef would be very meduyik, if this is correct, pshat in the Rambam. It's mamish beautiful in the Lashon of the Muki Yosef. Maybe the Rambam chose this case for the following reason. The Rambam says, what's the din? Lokin. Maybe the Rambam holds a little bit like the Ramban, and not totally like the Ritva and the Tur. Namely, what did we say for the Tur and for the Ritva? That Lamaisa, since this Eidus ended up with a Psak, that he's to be sold as Eved Ivri, therefore the Zamam is defined not as a Zamam on Mammon anymore, but a Zamam on the Onesh he sold as Eved Ivri. Because that's where it ended up. Maybe the Ram, but the, what the Ramban held? The Ramban held that since the Eidus started out as an Eidus on Gneva, and it has to start, go through the process that Beis Din has to paskin, you owe money for the Gneva, so we're paskin now further, a Gemara Din, you're to be sold. But there is an element here of a Chiyuv Mamon of Gneva. Maybe the Rambam holds that in the case where the Eidim testified that he stole, then you can't say Lokin. Because then if they become Zomimin, then Minchas Chinuch is correct. Then, and Gros Rabbi asked the Kasha as well, then they should have to pay Mammon for that which they want in the Chayef for the Gneva. If they're paying Mammon, then they won't have Malkus. But the Rambam wants to bring you four cases that would have Malkus. Ben Grusha, Golus, Kofer, and Eved Ivri. When would there be Malkus? Says the Rambam, if the Eidus was that he was Nimka Be'evet Ivri. So it wasn't an Eidus Sheganav. So now the Eidus is Nimka Be'evet Ivri. Now Huzmu. Now you can't carry out, here also there's a Xeris HaKasuv, B'Gnevas Obis Mamo, you can't carry out the Kasha Zamam literally to make them sold as Eved Ivri. So the Rambam, they'll get Malkus. But in a case where the Eidus Shenignav, Sheganav, maybe the Rambam would agree to be no Malkus. The Mishnah doesn't state it because the Mishnah is not going to differentiate between one case and the other. Why do I say the Muki Yosef is mashma this way? Lashon and the Muki Yosef, listen carefully to the language. The Muki Yosef brings this Ukimta as well in the case. The Lashon and the Muki Yosef is amazing here. Einim karm the Eved Ivri, says the Muki Yosef. Im he'idu al adam echad Sheganav. The Ein Lo Malishalik. So what's the case? The traditional case, classic case. The Eidus was Sheganav, and he doesn't have money. V'yimachayvin also Limkor Atzmo B'Gnevaso. So now the Machayvin that he has to be sold as an Ebed Irviva Huzmu. Einim Karin Mishum Dechsev B'Gnevaso Robes Mamo. Continues the Limuki Yosef. Avom Yeshulehem Tzvichem L'Shalim Masheratzu L'Chayvo. He says, if they have money, they have to pay money. The money of the Gneva. The Yesh Mefarshim. So does he say Malchus right now in this case? Does he say Malchus? No. They pay money. The Yesh Mefarshim. Ramba. Kigon Me'idu Ben Chorin Shehu Eved. They say, this Ben Chorin, this guy you think is a regular Ben Chorin, he's an Eved Ivri. Einim Karin Heim Eved Ivri Elolokin. The Ramba. But the Elolokin he only brings in the case of the Ramba. Maybe the Rambam himself chose that case because he wanted to list it among those examples where you'll get Malchus. So the Rambam gave you that case because in the other case he wouldn't accept what was said for the Ritva, for the tour, that it's still that this Mama is only on this onus of Eved Ivri, but there was also an Eidus on Gneva. The Rambam says, but if the Eidus was he's an Eved Ivri, then Lokin. Just to end with this, I think the recording is probably going to come in any minute. The Rambam begins a halacha, Edim Shehid Idu al Echad, is how he introduces all four halachas. Vehirshi'u Resha, She'ein Bo Lat, Ein Bo Lo Malkus, Velo Chiyamamon, Vaka Chuzmu. He brings four cases. I don't understand what both say. Where does the Rambam say that there's no Chiyamamon? But the answer is, the Rambam took the case. Where it was, the Eidus was on, he sold his Eved Ivri. You have to know, there's another Kasha. Leave this Kasha as a Kasha, then we'll answer it and go weiter tomorrow, Mithashim. But other Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. L'chor, there is Mammon. What Mammon is there? Eved Ivri, no? So what Mammon is there? He's an Eved Ivri. No, what does that mean if he's an Eved Ivri? His Maisi Adayim are the Adons. They're not his. So what about that? The Hefsed Masi Yadayim is Mammon. So, but the Ram calls it Ebo Chiyav Mammon. So weiter, you have to talk about the question of what the Chiyav Mammon should be that, and then it shouldn't be Malchus. So another question to think about. Okay. Does anyone know if... check if I can remember.